Originality.
You.
Welcome to Autographs. My name is Nick Singh, and just know originality is on the horizon. Let's go.
What's cooking, good lookins? We are back with another episode of Autographs. My name is Nick Singh. Thank you for tuning in. On today's episode, we have a gentleman that goes by the name of Derek Flanzereich. I think that's how you pronounce his name. This was taken back in 2017 at the backstage of a conference called HustleCon in San Francisco. And Derek founded an incredible blog called Greatest, whose website I currently have up because I couldn't do a better job at explaining how important this site is and it's been to me and actually a lot of people that I know through their sister company, Healthline, in my life. It's incredible what these folks are here to do. So I'm going to read this to you verbatim, which I never do, but I just really don't know how to find the words here myself to explain such a pure and honest mission. So it says, Greatest is here to help you soar through the universe and find what's real, smart, lasting, and workable. And most important, what's right for you and that precious life you're putting together. We cover health and wellness, stuff that matters, plus anything else that's cool, important, or maybe even life-changing. Our goal is to take you healthy or healthy-ish, our goal is to give you healthy or healthiest actions every day to live your best life. We give you the tools, you make the rules. Whether we're talking about breakfast, breathing, sex, brain health, or how to not get the flu, you can trust that all Greatest content is evidence-based, science-backed, and expert-approved. And you know, these folks are really trying to change games specifically for millennials and young people and give them a site to look to with really trustworthy, notable, relevant, and fun-to-read information on your health. At the top of their website, it says, health is for everybody and everybody. I love that. It also says it's about feeling better by doing your thing. So it's this incredibly cool cultured site that, by the way, is very renowned. This has millions of people on it monthly, and it's quite the work. And behind it is this gentleman named Derek, who comes from these incredible principles and values that I learned during our conversation. So I hope that you folks enjoy this. I'll say no more. Dive in. Have at it. Let me know what you think. My name is Nick Singh. You're listening to Autographs. Peace. Are we rolling? Everything's left?
We've been rolling.
Okay, perfect.
It's definitely been rolling.
Okay, cool.
I spilled all my secrets.
All right, let's dive into the actual piece of content here, which is this. So I know you run Greatest, and it fascinates me that that's about health, right? Because I think that the health space, I worked at a gym for 2.5 years. I'm obsessed with it. I work out 7 days a week, and that helps.
You work out 7 days a week?
Yeah, so like the last day is a rest day usually, but it's an active rest day, so where I go on a run. But
rest day is going on a run.
Yeah, exactly. But
that's amazing.
I appreciate it. But I mean, I really love your blog, honestly.
Thanks,
and
man.
It's incredible. I mean, the things that I've learned from it, but what's most interesting about it is that you've made it about, in my opinion, the best part about health. You know, like the health thing, it could get boring. You know, like a lot of people just, oh my God, we're going to talk about health right now, right? And they're like, please, no, right? Like, can we not do that? But I think that a lot of people miss the point, because what I personally believe, and I would love to hear your opinions on this, is that health is not about health. It's about having energy for life. You know, it's about having that actual energy and that substance to your life that drives you, and having something like food and water and things like that be a part of your system, you should integrate it fully. So I'm curious as to what your views are on health and how you've been able to brand Greatest and how you've been able to work it to the point that you're at now, to on stage for HustleCon. I mean, you've gone far and there's so much to go as well. What's your whole philosophy surrounding this health thing that's allowed you to make it freaking interesting? Because I think a lot of people miss the ball on that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of thoughts in response. I like the way you put it, though, that health is about, not about health, but about like energy in life. You know, I grew up struggling with my weight, and so this is a very personal, like, it's a very personal topic too. And I struggle with my weight today. And so I find that it's hard sometimes for people. Like, even me, I heard you say you work out 7 times a week, and I'm like, oh man, it's really hard for me to relate to that. And I work out like 3-4, you know, it's not like I'm like a slacker here, right? But like, it's never even entered my mind that I could or would or can be that person. because I never have been. And so I think it's hard to relate. And so a big part of this, I think the real key to like health is actually hearing about it. What really moves people, I think, and helps push them forward is hearing about health from somebody who's just a little further along. I think it's a crucial piece that people miss a lot. And so the voice of our content and why I think it's entertaining and why I think it's different and why I think it's important, actually, is it's like a friend who's a little further along, like 6 months further along, not 6 years, not 60 years. And I felt like this voice was missing when I opened up every magazine and turned on every TV show as a kid. I felt like everyone was like, you should look this way and you should feel this way. And it just made me feel worse about myself instead of better. And that felt so terrifically at odds with like the way the world was shifting and the way I felt and the way like my friends were talking about health. And so it wasn't until I sort of became that friend who was a little 6 months along, just because I like super geeked out and read all these scientific studies. I didn't really know what I was talking about or and still don't really, nor had I really figured it all out, but it was just I figured out a little bit more and people listened and changed their lives. Like I imagine you have people in your life that you've like, you know, like they've taken it seriously because of the things that you've suggested or you've said stuff in a way that sort of resonated with them. So I think the voice of a friend who's a little further along is just about,
sorry, I don't know what
flashing.
That
means. Lights.
But continue.
That song
so you were talking about
sexy.
It really sexy, right?
That like song like
I think
makes
if you
me
perform that at lunch, people are just
honestly that song makes me feel things inside.
Perfect. Thank you, man. Amazing.
Yeah. So that song makes me feel things inside.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
I can't
man
quite explain.
It's soul, you know what I mean? It plays with it. But but seriously though, so hearing that voice from further along, I've never in my life heard somebody voice it like that, but yeah. I can relate because you're so right. You know, I mean, when I started at the gym, was working out and getting into the health and fitness industry, it was always those people that can show me that one tweak on the exercise.
Yeah, it wasn't the flawless person
no
who was there all day. It was like somebody who you were like, oh, he kind of looks like me,
yeah,
or it kind of seems like he's in the same situation.
Yeah,
yeah, I think it's an enormous like void in health and wellness is people who are not like boot camp instructors or doctors. I actually think millennials in particular are very skeptical of sort of influencers and experts per se. I think a lot of people say they're experts and then become sort of like out of touch with common people. And so I think the voices and the rise of like YouTube influencers and Instagram influencers, I actually think a big part of that is because millennials are looking to different people that like to actually learn from. And part of that is the internet allows you to find and get exposed to people who are more like you but a little further along. And so I don't want to hear my health advice from like a doctor on TV who's worked with Oprah necessarily, right? I want to hear it from my friend who like just went through medical school and like actually knows what it's like to like eat guacamole and chips whenever it's in front of you.
100%, man. And the essence of what you're talking about is beautiful because what you're really doing is you're humanizing it, right? You're bringing it to the people in a way that they could actually freaking relate to versus
we're trying to make it authentic and real and
you're
genuine.
You're doing a great job though, seriously.
Not to sell products and not to move DVDs or like sell our, you know, program on the side that's $39.99, you know, every month. But it's actually about like, we give a shit.
Yeah.
We want to help you improve. We don't think it's like an all or nothing. We want to just empower you to make better decisions and then celebrate you when you've gotten a little bit better, because that's the only thing that really ends up sticking. And that's the thing that I find time and time again in my life, which is that most people, when they first tackle health, are like, oh shit, I need to start running every single day for the rest of my life. I need to run as far as possible and as hard as possible, and that's how I'm gonna lose weight. And first, fitness has nearly nothing to do with it, as you know, it's just the truth.
Yep.
It's like, some people say 80-20, I think it's like 95-5. Like, working out actually might make you eat more and be worse for your weight loss. It's amazing it's like the miracle pill for literally everything else, but to lose weight, it's not the thing. But like, for the weight loss, the only thing that really matters is adopting habits that you're gonna stick to for the rest of your life. And so that's why something like knowing that you can say, I'm good without the fries, can you swap in a salad? It sounds like such a simple thing, but that over time compounds in a way that like will make you actually healthier versus like, I'm gonna only eat salads, which I hate for the rest of, like for the next 3 weeks so that I can look a certain size afterwards.
Exactly, it's not realistic. And you know, I'm curious about this because I'm getting a glimpse into your philosophy as a founder and as to a human being really. Because I mean, Derek as the founder is brilliant, but I'm getting an actual phase and I appreciate it, but I'm getting a feeling as well that Derek as a person is really where this is all coming from. And I want to talk to that for a second, and where I say,
you want to talk to Derek the person?
Yeah, Derek the person, not Derek the founder, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's the same, man.
Yeah. And that's
I actually think building a business is the same. And I've been trying to find where the connection is and how you can communicate that together. So like, if being healthy is about adopting like habits that are good for you, that like you're willing to keep doing over time, I actually think building a business is the same shit. Building a business is actually like building into your organization good habits that can shape the way that you build the business long term.
100%. And like, so speaking to that philosophy you have as a human being, you're such a giver. You know, I can pick it up right here in this room. It's like you're really about, you're about being there for that person right now. And I can tell that you've always been this way. This is not something new. This is who you are. And I want to talk on that for a moment. How do you stay on giving? Because I feel like giving and having that mindset of just wanting to do things for others is the secret to having it all. You know, I think that when you give, it just comes back somehow. It doesn't necessarily come back from that person in that moment, but somehow it shows up. And I've been a experiencer of that. And I think that you have as well. And like you said, you really give a shit on your on your page, right? It's not just like, we just want to post some content. You really want to give the best to these people. And how have you been able to stay in that mindset of giving for so long? Because so many people, when they encounter a little bit of what looks like scarcity, whether it be financial scarcity, whether it be things aren't going well in their relationship, they want to just take it all back and they stop giving. How have you been able to snap and just refocus and regain and re-energize and get back to the level that you want to be on, to be there for your business, to be there for your life, to be there for the people inside of it?
It's an interesting question. I think, you want to know like the... You want to know the deep answer?
I'm down for the deep answer. I'm down for the deep answer.
I think the answer is that I have been unbelievably blessed in my life. My mom is an immigrant. My dad is the son of immigrants. They both came from nothing or moved to a country in which they didn't even speak the language. And they were able to create for me a like unbelievable gift of opportunity. And so I feel an immense burden of responsibility because of it. And so I think that I'm not sure I've ever identified myself as like a giver. I definitely haven't identified myself as a taker. But like, I think everything I do and my life mission, I believe, is to change the way people think about health. Like, I literally think I'm on this planet to help people realize that being healthy-ish, you know, like not being perfect all the time, is the only way to truly be healthy long-term. And that we've been defining it wrong all along. Healthy is not about being flawless, perfect. It's actually about just working to improve and getting better. And like, the reason why I think I'm here on this planet to do this is in no small part because like, I'm allowed to sit around and think about that. Because I've been lucky to be born into a family that could invest in my education. I've been lucky to be born into a family that could say, you go start your own company, that's fucking cool. You know, we wish we could do that. You know, that's, so I feel an immense amount of, it's like a burden, immense burden of responsibility on my shoulders. Yeah. I think most founders that I encounter that end up sticking to it and continuing to build a business over time, it comes from a place of like, I think a burden. Like I don't, like I'm, that's not sexy and like romantic, but I actually think there is a, like a burning need to have to prove something, a burning like onus on your shoulders to have to like make a difference that comes from the maybe immense guilt you have for the things that you've been handed that other people haven't been, you know?
Wow. And it's so interesting you said you never identified as a giver. While I think that that's probably the most beautiful part, because like you still are giving so much, and the fact you don't identify just means that it's just natural, you know, which is even cooler. So last two questions though, just to kind of cap it all off, is an interesting one. I mean, looking back into it from a hindsight perspective, I mean, from where you are now, not where you're going to go, you're going to go and do great things, but looking back at where you were, I mean, what's that one time where you just said, I freaking wish I knew this? You know, what's that one thing where you're like, I wish I knew, right? If I only knew, that would have been different. I'm not saying what do you regret, but what do you really wish you knew?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I have those moments every week.
Everybody, I'm sorry, everybody says that. Everybody says that. But give me the one that like really feels real that you want to share right now.
You know, maybe I'll come on it. I think I wish that I was in this way, but I think I have been lucky to have great advice and been surrounded by people who I can turn to. And when I got over my own insecurity, like I was willing to ask for help and they were more than happy to give it. Like I sucked at asking for help early on.
Me too.
That was a mistake and it's really hard. Maybe even that's a good example of where like I kind of have to fuck it up first. We're not supposed to curse, right?
No, you're allowed to curse.
Oh, I'm allowed to curse.
Yeah, I'm not allowed.
I think I have to like make the mistake myself first, sometimes twice, and then I never make them again. And that's been crucial because I actually think, look, I started a company like 6 months after I graduated from college, right? I've been doing this for 6 years as a solo founder, which I do not recommend. And all the learning that I've done in the first 3 years, like I've learned more on the job, messing things up time and time again, than I think almost anybody could have in years and years of doing something different. And so I kind of have to mess it up. And so I actually think part of the job is to try and mess it up as much as possible, as early as possible. So you learn as many good lessons as possible so that when things really matter and you continue to grow and you're bigger, you don't make those same mistakes. Yeah.
That's freaking amazing, man. Oh my goodness. You killed that. You went deep. And here's the last question to really just fly it out. And actually, Sam wanted me to ask this. Remember how you were saying the oh shit moment?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go left field. I'm going to ask you about your oh shit moment. It has nothing to do with what we were talking about before, but I know there's probably a few because there always is. But what was your oh shit moment? That facepalm, oh my goodness, how am I going to get over this? When all the odds are freaking stacked against you and you still find a way to win, what was there for you? And I know it probably also happens on a weekly basis, oh shit. But if you could recall one that you think would just really grit people, I would love for you to share it.
This is different from like a mistake, or is it the same kind of thing?
Same thing. Oh shit, or mistake, whatever. Your oh shit moment.
So when I joined a startup out of college, I was 6 months at a company in San Francisco, and it did terrifically well. It sold for over $100 million. I had nothing to do with it, but I was there for the ride. And I think I sat there and thought, I can do this better. I'm better than this. And I will build a much more successful business, and I know what I'm doing. And I would say the last 6 years have been my oh shit experience to learn that like that's not true, right? And the hubris has been pretty well beaten out of me. But I think the difference between like long-term success and like short-term failure is not accepting that just because like your ego is pounded or your hubris is beaten out of you, that like there's every reason in the world to keep going, right? Like I have no lack of confidence about my ability to build the defining healthy living brand and business. Like every day I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do that and I'm on track. And there's some days where I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm off track a little bit and like, but I need to divert course. There's this world in which failure is not kind of an option. And so I think that this idea of like, I can do this better than other people, it's morphed into like, I can do this better for me, right? I can be better than that. So I think that's been like one of the largest major learnings that I've had over 6 years, which is like, I guess the shift, another way of saying it would be sort of, I'd moved from a world where like, I think I can be better than people to like, I need to be the best form of myself. Mm-hmm. A lot of that actually comes from my dad, who's always like, look, you're not in competition with anybody else. And it's why like, I believe a lifting tide, you know, rising tide lifts all boats and all that shit. But like, the only person I'm really competing with is myself. And the only thing that's really held our business back, frankly, has been me and my shit time and time again. You know, it's like kind of embarrassing, but I think it's the truth.
It's the truth, man. That's everything, bro. You're a rock star. Thank you.
All right, cool.
This is terrific.